And now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, February 1158, addresses a letter to Dr. Johns, J-O-H-N-S, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Johns, a follow-up for Mrs. Owens, who has prior partial nephrectomy for renal cancer. It's my understanding that there is no recurrence. There has been also prior acute kidney injury at the time of sepsis from influenza A. The vein thrombosis anticoagulated, kidney stones without recurrence, and hypertension last visit in October. Denies hospital admission, has gained few pounds, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, chronic edema on the right side, minor on the left, no open ulcers. Denied chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, uses CPAP machine for sleep apnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. For high calcium, we discontinue HCTC, remains on lisinopril, although a lower dose, used to be 40 milligrams, presently 20. Also takes amiloride, A-M-I-L-O-R-I-D-E, anticoagulation with Xarelto, pain control, tramadol as needed, three times a day, no anti-inflammatory agents. For migraines, on Inderol every night. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 139.80, weight 218, alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is from March, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, sodium potassium acid base normal, calcium upper normal, previously elevated, creatinine normal 0.9, elevated AST, ALT, which is higher than before, although not severe, other liver function tests not elevated, low ferritin at 84, normal iron saturation at 29. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Left-sided partial nephrectomy for renal cancer, no recurrence. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, anticoagulation, the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Did have acute corpulmonal requiring aggressive treatment. Next number is sleep apnea on treatment. Next number, elevated calcium, improved off vitamin D and HCTC. Next number, hypertension acceptable on a low dose of lisinopril. A repeat echocardiogram after the massive treatment for bilateral pulmonary emboli in February, March 2020. Ejection fraction was normal. Pulmonary artery pressure was back to normal too. Did have mild diastolic dysfunction. All issues discussed with the patient, continue to follow over time. End of dictation.